Hi, this is Margot. This is Thursday, August 3rd, 2017, and I'm continuing with the Spiritual Warfare series that I started. This is part 4. Today I'm going to be sharing with you another prayer from Dan Duval's website, and it's the evening prayer. It's how to protect yourself during the sleep state. And a lot of people come under attack during the sleep state. And the reason is our hold on our bodies is a lot lessened. And, we tend to travel into other realms when we're in the sleep state. And we can come under attack while we're sleeping from astral realms, other dimensions, people, entities, all kinds of things. And if you're living with someone and sleeping in the same bed with someone who may have demonic things around them or attachments, you definitely want to say this prayer to help protect yourself while you're in the sleep state so that you're not picking up on that person's energy and, shield yourself up as much as possible. If you can sleep in a separate bed or in another room, that would be even better. So you're not in that vicinity of the person that's draining you or, might have demons around them or portals or things like that. So this is a really good prayer. It works for a lot of people. Everyone that I've shared this prayer with, it works for them, and attacks have stopped. And as a disclaimer, I'm saying that I'm not a delivery minister. There are delivery ministers that you can find online if you need someone to help pray with you. I share spiritual warfare with my clients. This is spiritual warfare that I've learned on my own and in my sessions with clients where I'm doing implant removal. I also use spiritual warfare as needed to get them unentangled from anything that's holding them back or blocking them in any way. And a lot of times I will see demons or dark entities or emotional attachments connected to the implants that I'm taking out. And so I have to do spiritual warfare in order to get rid of everything. Because if you just get rid of the implant but not the entity attached to it, then it'll come back. And if you just say prayers but you don't get rid of the implants that are attached to it, the entities will come back, is what I found. So it's important to do both, but in case you need to go ahead and get some relief, you can start saying these prayers. And so I encourage you, if you have not listened to the first 3 parts on my spiritual warfare series, go ahead and listen to those. We're building in this series. And I'm going to put up several more parts, and each one builds on the one before. But a lot of people, like I said, do come under attack when you're in the sleep state. Some of the signs that you're coming under attack can be sleep paralysis. If you're having nightmares or bad dreams, if you're feeling things touch you, like you're laying in bed and you're trying to go to sleep and you feel something touch you, that's probably a sign that something's there. Or you might sense a presence in the room or hear things in the room and, nobody's there. And definitely bad dreams, nightmares are a sign that you're coming under attack. And so if you're in the dream state, and this is happening, if you can be aware enough to call on the name of Jesus to help you, then that will help a lot as well. But a lot of times we're not aware and conscious enough in the dream state to do that. So it's got to play out. But there are beings that are around you, that are willing and ready to help you. The angels, the holy warrior angels, your own angelic protection, and Jesus are all there to help you. All you have to do is call out for them. So we're going to go over this prayer now. I'm going to say the prayer first, and then I'm going to read Dan Duval's notes on the prayer and why it works so well. And he explains it so much better than I could. Then, you know, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here. But he goes into great detail on every single sentence in the prayer and why it works and why it's so powerful. And he does have a recording of the prayer on this page. His website is bridemovement.com, bridemovement.com. And if you want more resources, I encourage you to go to his website and explore. There are lots of other places if you're needing more resources on spiritual warfare. And I'll put the link below to this prayer and you can follow up from there. Here's the prayer. Father, I come before you in prayer. I enter into your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise. I praise you because you are worthy, holy, righteous, and just. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, my dwelling place, my spouse, my children, my car, my bank account, and everything under my stewardship. I pray that your heavenly hosts, your angels, would guard this dwelling place round about, both above and below, and against every dimensional access point in Jesus' name. I will say of the Lord that you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you will I trust. I thank you that you set a hedge of protection round about me, and that no plague will come near my dwelling. I thank you in advance that every curse, hex, spell, incantation, voodoo, sorcery, form of witchcraft, dark art, or other form of weaponized demonic activity sent against me would be reversed upon the heads of the senders sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus is Lord. Moreover, I pray that every human spirit, fallen angelic spirit, or otherwise malevolent spirit attempting to come against me or my household would be apprehended by your heavenly hosts, such that they cannot so much as set foot upon this property. I pray that they would be escorted out to wherever the Lord Jesus sends them, pierced through with many arrows, and discomforted by your lightning in the process, that they would know that Jesus is Lord. Furthermore, I cancel and render powerless all attempts at mind-to-mind communication, dream manipulation, and all other forms of psychic and telepathic intrusion in the name of Jesus. I thank you that all of my dreams are inspired by your Holy Spirit. I declare that my sleep will be sweet, uninterrupted, and that upon awaking, I will be well rested. I also put on the armor of light. I take up the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. I declare that my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and I take up the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So that's the evening prayer, and now I'm going to read the notes. It's kind of long. We're going to start with the first sentence. 1. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Psalm 104. Never stop giving thanks and praising God. I open every prayer with praise and thanksgiving. This will always lead to more powerful and effective prayers. 2. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:10. The enemy hates the blood of Jesus because he is overcome by it. The power of his blood is an inarguable weapon in the believer's arsenal. The life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. And so every time the blood of Jesus is applied, it is an application of the very life of Jesus Christ. It is an application of the power to cleanse sin, Colossians 1:14, and bring healing, 1 Peter 2:24. It is one of three that bear witness to the resurrection and victory of Jesus Christ in the earth along with the water and the Spirit, 1 John 5:8. When the angel of death, otherwise called the destroyer, was sent out in the book of Exodus, he passed over every household displaying the blood of a lamb on its doorpost, Exodus 12:23. This was a type and shadow of what the blood of Jesus would one day accomplish. Even death must respect the blood. Why wouldn't we plead it over everything? Frankly, to do otherwise as believers is a waste of God's resources. 3. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. 2 Kings 6:17. God set his heavenly army in battle array round about the prophet Elisha. Centuries later, Jesus went on to say that John the Baptist was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, and that the least in the kingdom was greater than him, Luke 7:28. What kind of angelic host do you think God would set about his spiritual children? He will send armies to war on our behalf. Moreover, angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to their heirs of salvation, Hebrews 1:14. Part of this ministry is protection. Psalm 91:11-12 declares that his angels will keep us in our ways and bear us up in their hands, lest we should dash our foot upon a stone. This is why I set an angelic guard around my location, whether it is my house, a hotel room, or wherever I happen to be sleeping. Notice that I set them round about, both above and below. I have learned that above and below deals with dimensional access points, and that if I say the prayer in this way, I am employing protection against attacks entering from other dimensions. 4. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Psalm 91:2. The fortress of God, who wouldn't want to sleep there. 5. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Psalm 91:10. This is self-explanatory. 6. This is a list of common forms of weaponized demonic attacks. It is by no means complete, but usually gets the job done. I used to pray that any curse sent would be stopped, but now I pray that they would be reversed. Why? 1. When a curse is reversed upon the head of a sender, it serves as strong discouragement to continue. 2. When a curse is reversed with the purpose of revealing the power of Jesus, I believe that Jesus will honor this prayer and make sure that every reversal creates this testimony. On what scriptural grounds can a curse be reversed? The Bible is clear that we are partakers of the blessing of Abraham. Galatians 3:14. Part of Abraham's blessing included the promise that those that cursed him would be cursed, and those that blessed him would be blessed. Genesis 12:3. Why do I say sevenfold? This is loosely based on the promise that states my enemies will rise up against me in one direction and flee in seven. Deuteronomy 28:7. The Bible also says that when the thief is caught, he shall restore sevenfold, even to the whole of his substance. Proverbs 6:31. This speaks of a sevenfold consequence for wrongs committed. 7. Demons are not the only spirits lurking around. The devil also has human agents that do much of their work out of body. This is sometimes called astral projection. When a human is out of body, they are in spirit form, yet dealing with this type of spirit is not the same as dealing with a demonic spirit, because they are not under the same jurisdiction as demons. They have free will and do not necessarily respond to the name of Jesus in the same way that demons do because of their human nature. Just like I can't necessarily command people around in the name of Jesus when they're in their bodies, a degree of this remains true when they are in the spirit. This is why I assign angels to apprehend them and escort them out if they attempt to come against me. This is not a theory. The effectiveness of this prayer has been proven by experience. I also assign angels to apprehend fallen angels and other malevolent spirits attempting to come against me. A battle with a fallen angel will be many times more intense than a demonic attack. If I can assign angels to take care of the battle before it comes to me, why wouldn't I? 8. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Psalm 18:14. Yes, God does have arrows and lightning, and yes, we can use them. The fiery darts of the enemy, Ephesians 6:16, that many believers have been taught about, are only a counterfeit to the arrows of God. These arrows will deal great damage to the armies of darkness. If a person comes out of body to attack me and winds up getting apprehended by heavenly angels and failing in their assignment, it will frustrate them. If, in addition, they receive the chastisement of heaven's arrows and the lightning of God, with the purpose that their discomfort will be evidence of the supreme power of Jesus, they will not likely return. 9. Psychic phenomena, telepathy, and other forms of mind-to-mind communication do not necessarily fall under the same category as curses and weaponized demon attacks. They also do not require that the perpetrator be out of body and attempting to spiritually attack their target. For this reason, I list these issues separately, simply cutting the enemy's phone lines, if you will. This is a part of the prayer that I've incorporated due to experience. Before adding this section, I had several experiences involving the enemy trying to speak to my mind in my sleep. I was left trying to figure out how he got in until I realized that I should pray in this manner. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13. 10. God spoke on many occasions in the Bible through dreams. For instance, he spoke to Jacob in a dream in Genesis 46:2, and he spoke to Daniel in a dream in Daniel 7:7 and 7:13. Pray that God would do the same for you and that your dreams would be limited to his influence. 11. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Proverbs 3:24. Sweet sleep is a promise from God to his children. Don't ever think otherwise. The devil is a liar, and he will try to cheat you out of what is rightfully yours if he can. Don't let him. Demand your inheritance in Christ. 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12. 13. Wherever take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:13, 17. Note, in my prayer I list these in a different order, simply because I go from head to foot as I am taking up the armor. If using the order the Apostle lists them in Scripture feels better for you, simply use his listing order. 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:13. Ask everything in the name of Jesus. His name reflects his character. It contains the power of his supreme authority. 15. And that's the evening prayer. From Dan Duval's website. I encourage you to start using it and see how it works for you. It protects against all kinds of things that you're not aware of, and it will definitely help during your sleep state. And you can also use a modified version of this evening prayer in the daytime. Anytime you need to protection, actually, and I use a modified version of it on myself whenever I feel led to, and I just pray the blood of Jesus whenever I feel like I need to calm a situation down or just kind of, you know, keep things at bay until I can deal with something later. And that's a good thing, too, if you're in an argument with someone, or you know that there's tension building, or you're going into a meeting and you're afraid you're going to come under attack. Just pray the blood of Jesus on that situation, and that will help calm things down and help people communicate in a more calm manner rather than argumentative. So that's our show for today. This is part 4 on spiritual warfare, basics with Margot. My name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com, and I've been focusing on removing implants of all kinds, doing energetic healing on people, and helping them reconnect with their divine connection with God and Jesus and the angels. If anyone would like to work with me, go ahead and contact me through my website, and we'll get you going. Time is short. I don't know how much time we have left, but it's not much longer, so it's time to get right with God and Jesus if you haven't done so already. And again, my name is Margot, and until next time, take care and God bless and go in peace. Goodbye.